That's Andy. I'm Jeff. The Guardians are playing the Los Angeles Dodgers again today. Under normal circumstances, we'd say, hey, great, a little afternoon baseball. Instead, the Dodgers have looked like the Dodgers against the Guardians, who have not looked like the Guardians team that was playing pretty good ball coming into that series.
Amen.
But today could be very different.
It's time to check on Cleveland starting now. Powered by Bet365 Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians.
All right, gentlemen, leading off the lineup today, Stephen Kwan, also starting in left field in the two-hole. Angel Martinez, starting in center field. Jose Ramirez will be...
Hi. We were just going to stop and pause for 1 second. Bo Naylor not hitting second. Who was hitting second? Angel Martinez moving up. I kind of like it.
Correct.
I think he might be the best number two hitter.
It's the rotation spot there that everyone keeps going through. Yeah. It's like, you know.
They got to find somebody.
Who's going to hit second today? All right. Oh, you got the short straw. Good job, Martinez.
Yeah.
All right. And then batting third.
Jose
Ramirez also playing the role of DH. Cleanup, Carlos Santana starting at first base. After that, Gabriel Arias starting at shortstop. Jhonkenzie Noel, after that, he'll be in right field.
Hey, a Jhonkenzie Noel sighting.
Hey, Will Wilson at third base today, followed by Daniel Schneeman at second base. Austin Hedges batting last, and then starting Coby Allard.
That's Cleveland starting now, powered by Bet365 Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians.
So Bo Naylor getting a day off. One of the reasons he's not hitting second. It's an odd position to hit Bo Naylor in, only because he's not been hitting real well as of late.
Yeah, I just don't know how Coby Altman's going to pitch and run. I'm sorry, I had to do it. He's going to pitch today, and he's going to run the Cavaliers at the same time. Well done.
Coby Allard?
Yeah. Same thing.
Allard pitching.
Yeah, same.
That'll be fun. This team has had some struggles here against the Dodgers. That's okay.
Kind of cool for him.
Don't overreact to a couple of tough losses against a good baseball team.
Yeah.
That's all I'd say. The only issue to me, Andy, is I hate even feeling this way. If the Guardians fall behind in a game, and we've seen them come back, we've seen them do some things, but when they fall behind, I think, okay, this is going to be tough. And I do that every time they fall behind in a game, because I just think that they struggle enough for offense that it's puzzling, and it makes me think, oh boy, they could be done. Especially with the starting rotation not being quite as solid as it's been in the past.
Say that again. Did you say they could be done?
No, in a game.
Oh, just in the game.
Yeah,
okay, I was trying to figure out.
If they fall
like,
behind in a game by 3 or 4 runs, I think they're toast.
I feel that way all the time.
Because
This whole series, I've felt that way.
It's like I just don't see that the offense is going to give me 4 or 5 runs over the next 4 or 5 innings or something like that to get back in the baseball game.
The issue is that you get yourself in, like, both games they've been able to get guys into scoring position, or they've been able to at least get somebody on base to give you a little bit of hope, but they just don't have enough power to battle through to get to 2 or 3 or 4 more batters to start, you know, stringing things together. That's how you end up with 2 runs, although yesterday they had 5. But I don't have that late inning feeling for this team at all, especially when you're playing against a good team. There's no magic right now. And maybe you don't have it because it's the end of May, but I just, you know, you start looking at the standings again, and here you are sitting 6 back. And
remember they had dropped
the 6 back before.
And then got hot and moved
against
right back
Detroit.
Up into
yeah.
second place.
Like I said, going into that Detroit series, they could have walked out of the weekend 10 games out, but they didn't. And that's what gives me hope about this team. That's why I like this team, because but it's just so streaky. I'm not going to go back through and talk about a 5-game win streak, a 5-game losing streak, 3-game winning streak. And they're so streaky.
Well, let's sum it up this way. They've lost 8 of their last 12 games. That's not typical. The one concern that I have, and I have it mainly, the offense is always a concern. The bigger concern to me is this. The offense, though it's always been a concern, was covered up by a starting rotation that put you in most every game and kept you in most every game. And right now, they're still working out some things. I'm not going to say the rotation is bad and the guys that are there aren't good, because I think they are. But Tanner Bibee hasn't been quite what he was, you know, last year, and I thought he was outstanding. I think he will be again. Gavin Williams is still trying to find some things, but he's had some really good moments. And I think Ortiz has shown exactly why they wanted to go out and bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that your guy Slade got hurt. He's out with a groin. We'll see. But you're going to have to find a couple of guys to step up and do some things. I wonder if Logan Allen is here for the long run. I think he might be. I like the way Logan competes on the mound. He doesn't back down from much of anything out there. I think he's just got to be a little sharper and just solidify his spot. And I think he really can. You know, he's a lefty. Cantillo being sent down to get stretched out. I think it's only a matter of time until we see him back here as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's interesting today that Andrew Walters comes up, and you know, they drafted Andrew to be, if not, don't take this the wrong way, if not the closer of the future, to be a back end of the bullpen guy.
Well, Class A's got a couple days. The one silver lining, I think, in the losing streak is that Class A hasn't had to go out there and pitch. So you haven't really need him. So he's gotten a little bit of time to rest here. Not that that's a scenario you want him to be, but sometimes it's not a bad thing when you're at the end of May and you're a closer, you know, still phenomenal record every time he takes the field. But he hasn't had a save since last Friday. So he's coming up on a week.
Is it wrong for me to have confidence in the pitching? And the reason I have confidence in the pitching is because they always seem to come up with it and always seem to coach it up. You know, Carl Willis is an outstanding pitching coach. We know that. Though they're not quite as dominant and sharp as they've been in the past, I've got a lot of confidence that they're going to figure it all out and that their starting rotation will be just fine. And might even find a couple of guys, Andy and Shane Bieber, coming back. We'll see if Shane's able to contribute. If he is, look out. And, you know, suddenly you could have, and if these guys get a little bit sharper, let's just say you go to August, you're close, Shane Bieber, Tanner Bibee, Gavin Williams, Ortiz, who's looked pretty good, and then maybe Logan Allen, maybe Joey Cantillo, maybe Slade Ciccone. You're going to have some options there if Bieber comes up and does what they hope he will do. And I got to figure Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibee are going to figure it out a little bit better. And again, I don't think either guy's been horrendous. They've just been a little up and down.
There's one other issue going on here that maybe we're just not we're trying to avoid. Maybe, I don't know. Look at who they're playing right now. This is not an easy stretch by any means. I mean, you've got what, Anaheim coming in next, then you've got the Yankees again. Cincinnati's right around the corner. You got Houston in there. This could be a real rocky road, you know, through the middle of even the first couple weeks of June. So I don't know, do they have time to wait? Depending on how you want to look at the entire season, right? You're six back right now. You're going to wrap things up against Dodgers. I don't want to go into panic mode, but I have to be realistic about these teams that they're about to play, that they're playing now. And, you know, the fact that they were able to get through the Tigers as well as they did, I thought was outstanding and definitely gave me hope for down the road. But again, look at what is ahead for this team. You finish up here, then you get the Angels. Okay, so maybe the Angels are a little bit under 500. Then you got the Yankees. Then you got Houston. Cincinnati gave you fits. You know, just looking at the schedule, there's nothing easy for these guys. Oh. Nothing easy. And you're at New York, too. Let's not forget that.
Well, that's true, but I don't – home field advantage doesn't mean much to me. But
and I know New York struggled a couple days ago. Were they out in Denver? So
I just think they need to take care of their own pitching issues more than anything. I don't see where the relief's going to come from with the hitting. Do you?
No, unless they decide they want to do an unorthodox move and start bringing up some minor leaguers. There's no guarantee when you bring up the minor leaguers. You're kind of saying, okay, well, look, this guy did really well here. He did really well here. But they know when to pull the trigger on bringing somebody up, right? They don't want to bring somebody up to send him back down. Unless it's one game for a doubleheader. They just don't want to do it. And I understand that, and that's been their philosophy, and it's helped them win over the past two decades. But unless you're going to make a trade, are you making a trade now?
I don't think so. Do you?
What kind of assets do you have to make a trade? That's the other thing, too.
Well, one issue, and we heard about it. Lane Thomas now dinged up a little bit with plantar fasciitis.
Yep.
That can keep you out a while, and he just came back. So if you're expecting that bat to step into the lineup and help you, and he's obviously had a tough time getting going this season with the injuries, I don't think you can count on him. John Kenzie Noel gets a start today, as Meredith said. That's terrific. But let's see him hit. You know, it's time for Nolan Jones. It's time for John Kenzie Noel to start hitting. And otherwise, you're going to have to make some moves. You know, Will Brennan's out with an injury right now. Jonathan Rodriguez, Ryan Mitchell from the Clippers, the radio play-by-play man, was with us, and he explained why Rodriguez, though he's hitting, I think it's now in the 320s, doesn't have the same pop that he had, and you know the swing plane wasn't quite what it was or whatever. He's still hitting 320. Maybe there's an option. Chase DeLauder just coming back. Maybe Chase DeLauder is an option if he gets some good at-bats at AAA. Travis Bazzana, had he stayed healthy and had he been hitting better at AA, you know, maybe he could have been here by the end of the year, Andy. The offensive options are just limited for this team. And you know, the ones that might be seem to be a year or two away.
Mm. The Clippers are playing right now, too. They're playing Rochester. They're on 3-0. I've started looking at some of the minor league. Rocchio's hitting second today. So he's hitting .255.
By the way, Gabe Arias' batting average in May, he's dropped every month this season. I think it's .211 in May. At least at last check, that was yesterday.
I won't look at Kavis's line score for today, only because he's got two strikeouts and he's only hitting .315. So I'll try to stay away from
somebody
that.
To keep an eye on.
Well, let's see if we can go get a hit. There are good things going on, though, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Jose's got a 20-game hitting streak going on right now. And I'm just so happy he's on this team. There are days when we play teams like the Dodgers, and I'm like, yep, that's our big leaguer. All right.
That's our
good.
Guy.
Yep.
Oh, look at your 7. That's rough. We're going to go to Berea. Browns OTAs, Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Browns, quarterbacks Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, expected to speak when practice ends. That could be in as soon as 5 minutes, and you'll hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan.